Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Patriots. I'm Brenda Ward, your host on the Traditional American Patriot Network, along with my co-host, Barbara Buffing. And we're here to talk about anything and everything related to news and the primaries and politics, and everything is fair game on this show. So I want to start by, well, today Peyton Manning announced that he is retiring, one of the greatest football players, quarterbacks of all time, records to prove it. Classy gentleman, and it was time for him to go. You know, he went out in style, and that's the way to do it. So I want to throw a shout out to Peyton Manning and thank him for so many great years of football. Now, I don't know who I'm going to root for, Barbara. I was always it was like Indianapolis when he was with it. Then it was Peyton, go Peyton. So I'm going to miss him. And we also lost Nancy Reagan, 94 years old. What a classy lady. Classy lady. We missed that somewhat in the White House, I think. So that's kind of the not political news out there floating around. Aaron Andrews won a $55 million lawsuit because some stalker recorded her naked in a Marriott hotel. And then that brings us to the primary season, which is just the wackiest thing I have seen since I have been closely following primary season, which has been, you know, a good, since 2007, I guess I've been really closely following 2007. I knew what a poor choice. I knew the history of Obama. I knew his ties. I knew his ideology. And I was on the internet, thought I was alone on the internet trying to convince people of who and what he was. But this one is about anybody's guess, and I am at my wit's end. I'm about to the point where I'm just going to throw my hands in the air, and it's going to be what it's going to be, because I cannot. It's, you know, Ted Cruz, I want to shout out to Ted Cruz, because he's won the caucuses. When they actually go the day up to vote, he wins. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's a closed primary, he wins. Rubio has won two now, because he won Puerto Rico, which is, Puerto Rico's different, because I think they have delegates, but they don't actually, I don't think they actually vote in the general election, which doesn't make any sense to me.
That's correct.
Really get that. Why do you get to nominate if you can't vote? And they're not a state, that's why they don't get to vote. But why do they get delegates?
Well, I have a problem with that, too.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But Rubio won that one. And then we've got some coming up tomorrow. We've got Michigan, Mississippi, I think Idaho.
Idaho, mm-hmm.
Are coming up tomorrow. So we're going to just watch and see what comes of that, because Trump was way ahead, supposedly, in Kansas, and Cruz came from behind to womp him, I think. Was that where he got?
Oh, my goodness.
Kansas?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the first one to hit 50%, as Cruz was. He came really close in Kentucky. I think what hurt him there was the early voting, because Trump wasn't really exposed for the liar and the fraud that he is prior to early voting in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
on election day, Ted Cruz beat him there, and then it was like within 2 points. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Cruz is in second in Michigan with Kasich right behind, which is just like, please go away. But he's not going away, folks. He's not going anywhere. Neither is Rubio. Right now, Cruz has 389 less delegates than what Trump has. He has 389. Rubio is at 151, and Kasich is at, I don't remember, but Kasich, Rubio, and Cruz
that's
have
in
more
25.
Delegates. Okay. They have more delegates than Donald Trump. And for all you Trump folks out there who have no idea about delegates, because, you know, when I first got into this, I didn't know anything about delegates either. You know, as far as the process, I mean, we knew there were delegates. You know, we knew each state got delegates, but we didn't really know the process, you know, of how they go to convention. And it's, you know, it's all about when they get to the convention, they're bound to their, some of them are bound, some of them are not bound, but most of them are bound to the candidate that won or that, you know, that they were pledged to. And then usually we already know, we have a nominee because they have 1,237 delegates when they get there. But this year we may not have that. We may not have that, and it may actually become a brokered convention. Now the Trump folks are all like, they're stealing our election. Folks, it's called rules.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't change the rules of the process. They've been there. We've not really had to use, I think in 76, they had a somewhat of a brokered convention with Ronald Reagan and Ford. But, you know, this would be the first all-out knockdown, drag-out fight. Which, but could be interesting, unless they try to stick us with somebody. you're laughing. Unless they try to stick us with somebody like Mitt Romney again. You know, I think it should be, in all fairness, one of the candidates is out on the trail because they're putting their time and their effort in. We could get stuck with John Kasich. John Kasich is not. I don't know about John Kasich. I don't know. He's not as conservative as what I would be. He would be better than, let's just say he'll be better than Hillary and Bernie. I was watching, I don't know if you were watching, Barbara, but I was watching the town hall on Brett Baer.
Oh my God.
It was like, oh, help us. Help us, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did watch it. And I was flabbergasted.
Well, you know, okay, all perfectly, they make it sound so reasonable. Except for people who actually know how economics work, you know, and who creates jobs, and that it's small businesses that are hurting, and they create 70% of our jobs, but with a government tax and regulation, they can't create our jobs. And yet Bernie makes it sound so feasible. Oh, we should be more like Europe. Greece,
you know, I was actually out there doing some tweeting. Did you hear what she said? Roe versus Wade is now in the Constitution.
Oh, my goodness. No, I did not hear that.
She did.
She
said that. So,
like,
of course, I had to jump on Twitter. I'm like, somebody tell Hillary it's not in the Constitution, that it was a ruling from the court.
Oh, my gosh, that is amazing. That is amazing that we have people running for president who think, she thought the Declaration of Independence
clapped for her. They clapped for her, like, yay.
Well, I'm surprised Brett Baer didn't call her on that.
I know.
I mean, he took great pains to say, in our constitutional republic, I mean, it's not in the Constitution.
No, it's not.
And we wonder.
It's not.
I mean, oh, my gosh. We wonder about the dumbing down of America. You know.
You have somebody who's running for president who says things like that, and she knows that your normal average Joe that's voting for her is not going to read the Constitution. But because Hillary said, then it must be true.
Yeah.
But see, that's the thing, too. And her back the people that back her and see this stuff, nobody's lying. There's actual truth that's happening here with her emails.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Nobody's lying. She's under FBI investigation. The guy that set up her server is now has immunity and is working with the FBI. And actually, my husband said he's probably going to turn up dead soon.
That's what I kind of wondered, too.
Because anybody else, everybody else around there in their wake have ended up either dead or in jail.
I know.
So what does that tell you?
I know. Well, it kind of tells us, people who realize that you judge a person by their associates. I mean, really, you can tell a lot about a person by who their friends are and
right.
what's around them. And, you know, if your friends are going to jail, it doesn't say a whole lot about
you. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it must be
a duck. You know.
And the same, that's what I was going to get to, too. It's the same thing with Trump voters.
Oh, my goodness.
They follow everything he says. Do your research.
Everything. And then they call you a liar when you tell them he can't win. They love their polls. Oh, he's winning all the polls. And, of course, Kansas was a cheat job. Ted Cruz cheated because, you know, Trump was ahead in all the polls. Could you point out that there's 20 national polls where he does not beat Hillary Clinton? And they call you a liar.
Uh-huh.
Where did you get your information, Ted Cruz? It's like, no, it's just not my first rodeo, people.
Right.
When they're done that, they're not going to vote for him, you know. Oh, I don't know. I've got so many. And, even you know, even Ben Shapiro's on the Never Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got some top-notch conservatives who have never done this before, ever. We've always supported the candidate.
But see, here's the problem. That... In 2012, you were for Herman Cain. I was for Herman Cain.
Yes.
Herman Cain got dragged through the mud.
Yes.
And it was ugly. That was ugly because, hey, everything got swept under the carpet, you know. No, none of this happened. So anyway, and then here we get suckered into Mitt Romney because that's what the establishment wanted.
Yeah, because we still had Santorum and then still
choked.
Ohio. Yeah.
Right. But Mitt Romney choked.
It wasn't just Mitt Romney, though, because he had a going before. It was Superstorm Sandy and Chris Christie. Because a lot of the voters went to the polls and told him that they liked his handling of Superstorm Sandy and he deserved a second term. And who gave Who gave him the photo op?
Exactly.
The governor of New York didn't, but Chris
Christie.
And that changed, the whole momentum changed. You know, you could
Bloomberg said, we don't want you here.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
At that time, because Bloomberg was the mayor, said, don't bother. We don't want you here.
Yeah, and Chris Christie welcomed him and hugged him, although he'll deny it.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, it wasn't a hug. It was a handshake.
And so now what is Christie doing?
Kissing Trump's ass.
Yeah, he vowed he would never support Donald Trump. And all of a sudden, now he's supporting Donald Trump?
It's all about the money.
Follow the money. And Jeff Sessions, I don't know what Jeff Sessions is thinking. And, of course, we found out at the last debate, that, you know, everything's negotiable with Trump.
Yes.
Your amnesty is negotiable with Trump. He's just blowing off steam because that's what people want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, and then they want to say Cruz is not a natural-born citizen. You're voting for a Canadian. Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Ted Cruz is more patriotic and more pro-America than Donald Trump. Who makes his clothes overseas in Mexico and in China and different places.
Lou Dobbs, when he had his little opening this afternoon, tonight, he was saying that Trump needs to stop with the I, me.
He can't.
He needs to start saying us and we. Because when he gets in, if he gets in the White House, it's not going to muffle that.
Got muffled there for a little bit, Barbara. So
actually, hopefully, you know, he was listening to Lou Dobbs, and he's going to change his tone to us, we.
He can't. Because he's
all
about
it's not about him.
He's an egomaniac just like Obama. This is what I don't get. What is wrong with people? Haven't they had enough of that?
He's playing on emotions. He's playing on people's emotions.
Well,
is exactly what he's doing. He's playing on people's emotions.
It's not your traditional voting base either, and that's the problem. Well, he's bringing in new voters. Yeah, he's got Democrats, people supporting Bernie Sanders, who has no clue about economics 101. I don't know. I might vote for Trump, and I might vote for Sanders. It's like, you got to be kidding me.
They're clueless.
What kind of common sense is that? And
right.
And I just, like I said, I've just gotten to the point where, okay, it is what it is. Because, I was a Ben Carson. He's out. I like Ted Cruz. And at this point, I'll take anybody on the Republican side except Trump. So if we have to go to a broker convention, we go to a broker convention. But I just hope they don't try to ship in a Romney, because if they do that, I think we got all out war in this country.
Establishment. At first, Romney was saying no, he wouldn't, even if he was nominated. And now he's changed his tune. That if he was nominated, he would take it.
See, and I don't think that's going to happen. But see, he's just anti-Trump like the rest of us, like Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro comes out very strong against Donald Trump. And I like Ben. Ben's been a consistent conservative. And
he has.
I am so sick of these people getting on there and trashing Ted Cruz for his nationality. Yes, people, from the very beginning, and Barbara, you know this, I said it will be the distraction.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it in the GOP primary. I expected it from the Democrats.
Yep.
And that's why I didn't jump right on the Cruz train, because I knew it would be a distraction. And, if you look at the laws, not the Constitution, the laws on the books say if you're born to an American parent while they're abroad working or whatever, then you're a U.S. citizen. Now, here's my thing. They want to say he's naturalized. He was never naturalized. He was brought back here when he was 4 years old and raised in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't never naturalized. So either Ted Cruz is a natural born citizen, or he's not a citizen at all. So you can't have it both ways.
Right.
And I don't think any court's going to rule any differently because of the laws that are on the books. Now,
right.
If you want to really look at intent, because that's what you should be looking at, is intent of the Founding Fathers. The intent was to have somebody with allegiance to America.
Right.
And
exactly.
Obama did not fit the intent. Nor, technically, because this one woman was asking, because she's a Trump supporter, well, what about you birthers with Obama? Why do you support Ted Cruz? Well, the difference was Obama's mother, at the time the laws on the books said she had not been, you had to be 5 years out from your 14th birthday, give birth and have it be, it was a weird law, I know. But that's what the law said, and she wasn't. She wasn't, and his dad was a foreigner, so he was not technically a U.S. citizen.
Right.
But that's not,
right.
My biggest beef with Obama was he was in Indonesia till he was 10. He wasn't even raised in America. His formative years were in Indonesia. We still don't know if he had dual citizenship. We don't know because his records are sealed.
Yeah.
Now, Ted Cruz, when he found out he had Canadian citizenship, he immediately made
the plans
to get rid of it. You know, but Obama sealed all his records. We have no idea. We don't have naturalization papers on Obama either, and he didn't come back until he was 10. And then when he came back at 10, he was mentored by a communist.
Yep.
That's our beef with Obama. We knew his allegiance
and
was
he
not
had,
in the United States of America, whereas with Ted Cruz, we know exactly where his allegiance is. And the same thing with Marco Rubio. You know, his allegiance is to America. Yes, his parents were from Cuba, but they were legal refugees, and they are naturalized now. He was born here, but that's not good enough. Got to have both parents American. Well, you know, technically, if we were only
talking about
that's how little
these people know.
I know, and then they call you liars again. They call me a liar again.
Yes.
You know, it's like you give them a fact. You give them a fact.
Because they don't want to hear facts.
I backed it up with, you know, the laws. And I'm still called a liar. Like, okay.
Just like Obama people. They don't care about the truth.
The truth doesn't matter. If the anger carries the day and you're all a bunch of, I don't know. It's just very frustrating. It's very frustrating because we've been through this for 8 years and even longer. And now we've got to go through it in this election cycle. Excuse me, I'm just kind of taking a coughing. You know, this I, me, I'm so great, blah, blah, blah. Oh, these people are picking on me.
I know.
Sure likes to dish it out, but he sure can't take it. And that's the very
I know.
He's a big whiny bully. And I'm sick of it.
Yeah. He is.
So we shall see. We were talking about delegates, you know, before we got on the air.
Oh yeah, and I think that Rubio got 15 delegates out of Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Which
so.
I really don't think Puerto Rico should even be part
when
of
you
the process
get delegates
here.
You can't vote if you're not a state yet and you can't vote in the primary. I mean, in the general election. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But But they do.
Do they even pay us taxes?
I don't know. They're a U.S. territory, but I doubt it. And they're broke. They want us to bail them out.
Well, that's what I was telling my husband today.
Yeah.
I was telling him that. I'm like, you know, they're broke. They want us to bail them out. And they don't pay. So I don't think that they pay taxes.
No.
To us.
Because U.S. territories aren't the same as a U.S. state.
Correct.
And, you know, so technically no. But it's going to be interesting. We got several primaries coming up tomorrow. I'm hoping that, you know, at this point I am all for a brokered convention if Trump is going to continue to win some of these contests. And you know, it's like it might be the only way we stop him. I don't know. It could change. Momentum could change. We don't know. Ted Cruz looks good out in California, so, you know, that's a big chunk of delegates out there in California.
Good.
But, of course, you know, Trump will probably look better in New York. lovely.
Well,
New
you
York.
Don't know that because of the things that happened in New York, too. So we just really don't know.
That's kind of true as far as, you know, You know, they might come out for a Rubio or a Kasich if they're still in. They're kind of thinking those two are at least in and through
March
15th. So, and,
I really wish Kasich would drop out already. He's just staying in just to be, just to keep delegates away.
Well, if it's a broken convention, you know, he could walk away with the nomination because he's more establishment than any of the other guys.
Well, yeah, that's true. That would, but then there's the establishment giving us who we don't want.
Yeah, exactly.
Again.
Again.
Right.
Really, people? Because if it gets to the establishment, they're not going to let us have Cruz or Trump.
Right.
And so, you know, I don't know. We shall see. But after watching Hillary and Bernie, like, I don't know if there's any hope for us anyway. But
I was listening to the debate for a little while last night,
mm-hmm.
and I was really laughing because even Bernie turned around and said, well, I really hate to say it, but Democrats have been wrong. I'm like, oh, yay. There's the honest something honest that came out of a Democrat.
Yeah, but he thinks the Republicans are ridiculous, so they never miss an opportunity to bash Republicans, but, you know, the Republicans don't bash the Democrats. They go after each other.
And Hillary was also blaming Bush for something.
Of course.
I don't remember what it was, but I was like, oh, my God. This is unbelievable.
And does that really surprise anybody? And she comes out again and says, none of my email were marked classified. Well, duh, because you instructed your staff to remove the classified markings.
Yep.
And,
yep.
You know, they gave
There's
a person
definitely...
immunity to testify on her server. That's serious business, folks. That's
yeah,
serious
there's,
business.
There's something...
And yet the media doesn't cover it. You know, the media, if this was a Republican, would be all over it. But they're not.
Yeah.
And it's pretty frustrating also in that aspect.
Yeah.
Again, you know, there's 45 polls. It's published for everybody to see. But at this point, they're voting for an open socialist. So I don't think anybody cares. That is a sad state of affairs.
I know.
I've been warning about this for the last, 2007. And I had one person finally on Huffington Post know about, because I used to go on there and post, and, you know, then I got tired of arguing with morons. But I kept pointing out, you know, how Obama was a communist, and finally said, what's wrong with communism? I'm like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You know, you can't argue with, you can't fix stupid, right?
Well, you know, and Bernie Sanders was saying today, he was saying at his little town hall today how socialized medicine is working and everybody has the right to have health care.
Right. Mhm. I know.
It's a right. Really?
Yeah. It's a right because we're human beings. Really? We kill babies.
I was
but
just going to
okay.
say that. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Yes. Exactly. God-given rights.
Yeah.
Healthcare back in the day, healthcare was basically whatever herbs or whatever they had, you know, because they didn't have doctors and they didn't have facilities to take care of you. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They certainly didn't have insurance. They bartered and traded. You know, our founders didn't think it was a right.
No.
So I don't know how they get away with, you know, this nonsense that they spout, and he's going to provide it for everyone, like Medicare. Well, Medicare doesn't pay doctors anything.
Right. Exactly.
You can't get quality care. You don't get quality care if you pay a fraction of the price of what it costs. And you don't do anything to drive down the cost of care if you don't rein in the regulations and the insurance companies who don't pay anything. So then, you know, they have to make up the cost somewhere. It's ridiculous. It's just totally ridiculous. And it was finally nice to see on Donald Trump's website an actual health care plan that didn't just include little lines around the states. Erase the line. Erase the line. You know, and here's the thing that gets me about this, Barbara, that erase the line has been a Republican proposition for, you know, decades.
Yep.
And yet, you know, when Trump says it, oh, he's going to erase the lines.
It's like, oh, my gosh, and build the wall.
Ted Cruz stole his idea.
Oh.
Really, people, you know, you've not been paying attention. Ted Cruz is the only one that has stood up in Washington to the establishment. That's why they don't like him in Congress. Oh. Hello? You know, but Trump's got them all believing that Ted's this great big liar and he's the greatest thing to ever walk the earth. And then, you know, he tweets out, you know, horrible tweets about women and I don't know.
And Ted Cruz has also been very vocal about building the wall.
All right, you broke up a little bit, so say it again. He's been vocal about what?
No, you didn't. Ted Cruz was always about build the wall. And all of a sudden, Trump comes out with it, and it was all Trump's idea. He's the one that brought it to the forefront.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't, but he speaks very loud, and he did, you know, at first it was a good thing, but now that the actual idea that he might actually win, it's a scary thing,
yeah.
You know, because the Supreme Court hangs, I mean, there's going to be more than one Supreme Court justice in this next presidency, which
yes.
is still something else I want to talk about. Obama's trying to find somebody who doesn't have much of a record so he can squeeze in a moderate. Somebody
but it's not going to happen.
In the last, you know, 4 years. Yeah, I know, but he's looking. And it's really aggravating.
Yeah, but don't you just love the hypocrisy there?
Yeah,
you know how all the Democrats said, George Bush, no, we're not going to do...
For two years.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 years. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They didn't nominate his judicial picks to the bench. This is why there's so many new ones on the bench that have just been approved, because that's why the Democrats went nuclear and decreased the votage they needed to put these judges on the bench.
Yep.
You know, they held up so many of the Bush nominations because they wanted to change the court, people. Wake
yep.
up, America. They're changing the court system because they're trying to rule from the bench instead of going by the rule of law. And that's what happened with
yes.
Roe versus Wade. That's what happened in the gay marriage debacle. Those things should have been left at the state level, because whatever was not in the Constitution was to be left to the states. And the
yep.
Supreme Court took that authority away. And they did not have a right to do that. They are not the ultimate law.
Right. Oh, geez, I just lost my train of thought. My husband said goodnight to me. The Supreme Court, they just make decisions. Actually, what I wanted to say is, here in North Carolina, in one of our cities, they decided they were going to have these bathrooms for who you feel, you know, if you feel like a man, if you're a man and you feel like a woman, you use the ladies' room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're fighting it. They actually have our state legislatures coming back for a special session because they need to nip it in the bud before it happens.
Yeah.
Because after it goes into effect, it'll be a lot further. So they're fighting it. And I will
You're mumbling again, Barbara. Hello?
Hello?
There you are. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
What they're saying is this isn't going to happen. They'll they're leaving the door open for pedophiles.
Yeah,
and it's and not going to make it safe for our children.
Just generalized rapist. Pervert. Give them, they have these rooms called family bathrooms.
Most exactly.
Yes. Give them a family bathroom. Go use it. Stay out of the women's room.
Yep.
You know, it's not women wanting to use the men's room. It's men wanting to use the women's room.
Right. What does that tell you?
I know. What does that tell you? It tells us we're really screwed up and God is probably not going to look kindly upon us as a nation. You know, because anytime a civilization gets to the point where, you know, they turn their back so far on God that anything goes, including we don't have genders. There's no male and female. That's what they teach your kids.
Oh, I know.
You know, this is totally against every scientific law study.
And then they yell at
saying?
Us. You know, there's a thing with the baby being born and the baby's heartbeat and all that stuff. And how we're against it. And they say it's not in science. But yet these morons that believe in global warming say, oh, it's science.
Yeah.
And then they yell at us for not believing in science.
I figured out why their science is so flawed. I was watching a program where they were taking sludge off the bottom in the Arctic or whatever, and they were measuring it, you know, by timelines. Well, this is how much ice melted here and there and blah, blah, blah. Well, they're using their, you know, 10 million years baloney to say it's accelerated. Not all of us believe that. And yes, you're going to call me a science denier, you know, because I believe in a creation. And if I go by the biblical timeline, you know, we're, you know, 7,000 years, whatever. But here's the thing. God created a blown earth when he created it. He didn't start with seedlings. Full grown animals. Full mountains. And that's why, you know, they're like up there going, but look how much it's accelerated in the last, you know, 100 years, because they're going by a million year timeline. And so it's like their basic premise is wrong to begin with. And then plus it's not warming. Right. It's not warming. And what melted the ice, folks? You know, what melted the ice?
Al Gore's hot air.
Human beings.
Al Gore hot air.
Hot air.
Al Gore's hot air.
Yeah, Al Gore's hot air for sure. You know, it's a big hoax. Do I think we should try to conserve and keep our planet clean? Yes. Do I think the Bureau of Land Management should be stealing land from farmers? No. I think we should be depriving crops of water for a little smelt fish in California? No.
No.
Do I think we should stop million-dollar building projects because you find a spider that you thought was extinct? No. They want to do this. They want to save this little spider, but a little human being. They want to save the puppies. But a human being, it's a woman's
baby.
Choice. It's a woman's choice. We can kill that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, make it, the Super Bowl baby is a prime example. Oh, they're trying to humanize a fetus. It's a human. Humans breed humans. Hello? I just get so aggravated. I mean, there is no logic to liberals. There is no logic.
No,
there are no
not.
Facts. There are no facts to liberals.
No.
You know, you can give them the facts, and they will still call you a liar. And this brings me right back to Donald Trump, because it's the same kind of people. You can give them the facts, and they call you a liar. And so, and then when they say they might vote for Bernie Sanders, you know these people are not true Republicans,
right?
And they're messing with our chance. We want our really really good chance. We had to get a really really conservative guy in, and get a a Republican Congress and a Republican, you know, Senate and House to where we could get some things done. And now
I
don't
know
what's going to happen. You know, I'm at a point where I just don't have any clue what is going to happen. I do know that sometimes I avoid my Facebook feed because I have friends in all the camps, and the Trump people are just plain crazy. They just have totally lost credibility. I mean, they posted this thing that the Better Business Bureau faxed over this report on Donald Trump that said he had an A. Well, the Better Business Bureau came out today and said, no, they didn't.
They never did.
It might have come from Donald Trump's office, but they're not even. Then they said that his school had it had from a D minus to an A. But then they weren't rating it anymore. So
right.
It was
right.
Like, yeah. Okay, people. You know, let's get a reality check. They post every little blog. They post things from InfoWars, which is not real reliable.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they don't check their sources.
No,
we learned this the hard way, but at least we learned it. You know, that you got to be real careful
right.
about what you're posting to make sure that it's from a, you know,
reliable source. Yeah.
And then, you know, I even did that on Twitter, and I didn't correct her saying you're an idiot, but I said, you know, that's from InfoWars. It's not really a good source. Well,
right.
I trust the person that gave it to me, and I'm just telling you, I don't use it on my show, you know, or on my show.
Right.
Because you've got to go to a reliable source. And sometimes you got to cross-check them because you go to Red State or some of these other ones, and then you find out the source initially, InfoWars.
Was wrong.
Yeah. So you have to really, you know, you can't just click on a headline. You've got to read the story and see where it came from. You know, where did it actually come from? People, everything
right.
on the internet is not true, okay? Everything you see is not true. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, you'd think it was by, like I said, watching my time feed go by, and I'm just looking at some of this stuff at the most ridiculous things and just going, oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Well, I went out a couple of weeks ago, Concerned Veterans for America. And I met up with Karen Vaughn and David Bray, the guys from Madison Rising. It was
mm-hmm.
actually a really good evening. I hadn't been out in a while, and they made it fun. So, besides it being a very emotional time for me,
mm-hmm.
I had a lot of fun. But I had posted that I was at the hotel. And somebody just assumed that I was at a hotel for a Trump rally. So I kind of blasted her. She's like, oh, something. And I'm like, well, what the F does he have to do with it? And she's like, well, I don't know how to take that. Well, again, what does Trump have to do with it? I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not going to no Trump rally.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're getting kind of wild. I mean, there's
like,
even...
don't assume.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, but yeah. Don't assume. I mean, they automatically, if I criticize Trump, I'm automatically a Cruz supporter.
Yeah.
And before, when I was for Carson, I'd say, you know, actually, I support Ben Carson. But, you know, they would automatically assume I was a Cruz supporter. And it's like, people, some of us are just concerned citizens, you know. We're just really concerned about our country, and we've been doing this for a while, and we're not stupid. We do know what we're talking about. And
right. You know, we follow the money. We follow the stories.
Yes,
we don't make crap up.
Mm-mm.
You know, we get the facts. And we don't just say, oh, this and that. because I heard it on the news, because sometimes the news even has it wrong.
Yeah, and it's like, I get, you know what, I get upset watching Fox News anymore because they have so many shrills like Eric Bolling and Andrea Tarantino and these people that are for Trump, and I don't understand why they are.
I love Eric Bolling.
So, I do like him, but he's a Trump shrill.
I don't think he is.
Primaries, he said, oh, Trump's got this in the bag. You got to look at the numbers. Look at these numbers. You know, he was pushing Trump like crazy. And, of course, the numbers didn't come out as planned because Trump's not winning everything like they have said yet. You know, so, yeah, they are. He does, and Andrea Tarantino does, and Judge Judy does it. And even
Judge
I've seen
Janine, yeah.
Janine, and I've seen Lou Dobbs do it, and it's like, you know what, I don't like that. He's not a conservative, and
I'd have to go with Rubio. He's a con artist.
Yeah, he's a big con artist, and anyway,
Rubio even came up with that at the, when they were talking about the A rating in the school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see, are you going to come up with that? You know, he's getting you guys like he got them.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And of course, I know, you know, Romney had this speech that, a lot of people, some people were angry at. I think you were one of those. I was glad he did it.
Yes.
What he said was the truth. I mean, he came out and spoke the truth. And he, you know, I don't attribute, of course, I'm not as suspicious as many people are, although I've become much more suspicious since I've been doing this political thing. But it's like, I was glad because it needs to be said. I mean, the reality is, he's not this great businessman. I don't know if you had a chance to read that article we posted on our page, Barbara, about the mist. You know, he's had so many fail. The only thing he's good at is putting his name, it seems like his name, selling his name. And even overseas, he's caused a lot of people to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to look at that. If you're going to run on your business acumen, then you need to be looking at all of it, including his four bankruptcies. You know.
Well, see, this is why I was mad.
How many bankruptcies Mitt Romney have? Mitt Romney was a self-made man. He ate Roman noodles when he was going to college. They lived in this little cramped apartment. He didn't inherit his money.
Right.
You know. And so, as a businessman,
well, see,
but go ahead.
Here's my thing with that. I do know that he was talking the truth. My problem with that is he's pushing for the brokerage convention, which is going to really stir the pot because I just feel that he's looking for, I don't know, we have enough turmoil within our party. Mitt Romney was a failed candidate.
Yes.
He choked
twice.
At the end.
Twice.
So who does he think, I really think he, by him doing that and saying what he did, just turns around and tells all these people, where was he a couple of years ago when Obama was becoming president? And when he was fighting when he was against Obama, he never said things like that about Obama to say, you know, this, look at what this guy is. He never said that. So who does he think he is to come off now and start coming in and saying this stuff?
Tell me what Republican politician actually has.
Has
even
what?
Called Obama for what he is.
Well, exactly.
Not a whole lot. And even Bill O'Reilly tries to give him the benefit of I don't understand why he does this. Look at his background.
I know. We'll see.
I mean, it's not that hard to figure out if you look at his background and his ideology, you know. Everything
right.
he does is intentional.
Yep.
And it just
yep.
kind of aggravates me because you don't see anybody.
Right.
And when they do, if somebody does try to call him on it, oh, you're just racist.
You're a racist, yeah.
Yeah, because he's black.
Yep.
No, I'm not. My primary choice for the Republican was Ben Carson because he was brilliant.
Right.
Not
right.
because he was black, but he was brilliant, but he was black. So, no, I am not racist.
Right.
I just want a patriotic American back in the White House.
We need to get back to our core values, our core principles,
absolutely.
And enough with this crap, with all
right.
these social programs and...
Yep.
From cradle to grave, the government wants to take care
yep.
of you.
Yep.
You know,
exactly.
why not make it on your own? Everybody,
like
everybody
our,
born.
Like our ancestors did, you mean?
Yes, exactly.
And your word was your bond. You didn't work, you
that's
didn't eat.
Right.
You helped your neighbors. You know, that America?
Yep.
That one?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah.
The Judeo-Christian
the ones that
one?
Our kids will probably never know.
They'll never know. It's just a sad, sad thing. But, you know, that's why we do what we do. You know, I know it seems like we can attack a lot on this program, but it's for a reason. It's for a reason. You know, Hillary and Bernie will take this country further down the path of generational debt that can't be repaid. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt. And they want
yeah.
to have more programs.
Well,
there will not be any government accountability if you elect Hillary or Bernie. It's not going to happen. I'm
right.
not sure it's going to happen under Trump. The man scared me, totally scared me at the debate, his total lack of foreign policy knowledge.
Yeah. And who does he have? Well, you know, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And on top of it, who does he have advising him? I mean... Doesn't everybody have somebody advising them for these things? Who's advising Trump?
I think he just got some, just now, like this last week. It's like, I don't know. I don't know what his deal is. Everybody else had him from the beginning. Ben Carson's been had him for 2 years. You know, he's had people advising
him. Well, that's how Brent,
and,
right.
It's like,
and that's how Ben Carson Trump. Became so knowledgeable.
Yeah, because he listened. But,
right.
you know, Trump is just, I me. I don't know. Maybe Christie's going to advise him on foreign policy now.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God help us. God help us, please.
No, it's like, oh, my goodness. Does Trump not realize that Christie's not a conservative either? I mean.
No.
It would be, if I was running, it would not be one of the endorsements I would solicit.
I know.
you know.
Now, you know, they had this also, this whole big thing with Trump. They
yeah.
had this whole big thing with Trump and the Ku Klux Klan. And
yeah.
now there's pictures of Hillary kissing the guys from the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
Actually, Dinesh D'Souza,
uh-huh.
he has a new documentary coming out. And it's... The Democratic Party, how they started and how what they're about. And I kind of watched the trailer. I watched the trailer the other day. Very interesting.
Okay.
Because it does have a lot about how the Democratic Party is the party for slavery.
Of course they
and
are.
You and I know this. You and I know this because history shows it and we've read up on it. And
right.
we watched it. And, you know, they're saying we're racists, but yet people aren't even realizing that they're being enslaved by the government.
I know, exactly.
They don't even know it.
And here's the thing, Ben Carson
and
was the perfect
scary.
Man to take that message. Ben Carson was the perfect man to take that message to the community.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
From Republican Party because they've been indoctrinated in these inner cities, you know. And, oh my gosh, Barbara, the amount of cop killings that have happened in the last month have been
unbelievable.
And nothing in the media, nothing to the president, nothing.
Nope.
It's like it's
nothing.
Open season on the police. And it really, really saddened me.
They're saying, no, it's the police's fault. It's not those that are the criminals. Really?
It's not those breaking the law, you know. Oh, they're only doing drugs. They're only selling drugs,
yeah.
You know, and using illegal
selling
weapons.
Drugs to the kids that are
in elementary school. But, hey, you know.
Yeah.
They're not criminals.
Yeah, you know. Right.
They only killed one person. Oh, let's let them out so they can kill another one. Oh, good. Yeah. Brilliant. You know.
Exactly.
Criminal justice reform because the poor minorities are targeted. And then, oh, Bernie. Oh, you don't know what it's like to live in the ghetto and be poor if you're white.
Well, you know what? Yes, I do.
Have you been like to the southern states and the Appalachians, you know, where they don't have anything?
some of us white folks, that's what pisses me off, because there's a lot of white people, myself included, that grew up poor, living at my grandparents' house because my parents were divorced. We had no money. And you know what? I almost became a victim of my circumstances, but I pulled myself up by the bootstraps and carried on. And you know what? There's a lot of people that like that.
My dad grew up poor. They didn't have anything. You know, hand-me-downs, and running barefoot. They didn't have shoes. They didn't have any of that stuff. They made their way.
Right.
They worked.
And, you know, we got hand-me-downs from people, and we said, yep, thank you so much.
And I'm sure my dad did, too, from his older brother, although him and his, he's had two brothers. One was 2 years older. Him and his brother that was 2 years older, they would be the same height for a while, and then one would shoot up, and the other one would shoot up, and then finally my dad overtook him, you know, and ended up being the tallest. But when they were little, you sometimes you can't tell them apart on which one is which because they're about to die so much alike. But, you know, they were poor growing up. He said in the summertime, he wanted to sleep on the outside of the bed, but he always got stuck in the middle because he was the youngest. And in the wintertime, you wanted to be in the inside of the bed because they only had one pot.
It was warmer.
Stove, you know, so it was warmer. You know, and these are white folks. There is no such thing as white privilege, okay?
Right.
Ben Parson, he came from the ghettos, top neurosurgeon and the pediatric neurosurgeon in the country and in the world.
Right.
You know, look at Herman Cain, and I don't know what's with Herman Cain either. He's kind of, whew, he's lost me. Him and Sarah Palin, they both lost me. I'm sorry. But, you know.
Did Herman Cain go for Trump?
I don't know, because, Barbara, they always post these things that say this person endorsed him, and when that person didn't really endorse him. So I don't know. I didn't really look, but, you know, he gets on there and he talks about great things about him and stuff like this, and I just, I don't like it. Like, come on, somebody, tell the truth. You know, the man is not a conservative.
No, and that's,
you know,
Sarah Palin and Jeff Sessions, they totally baffled me.
Yeah, I have no idea what was going on with that. So we are about to run out of time tonight. We want to thank you all for tuning in. If you were listening to us here on the Traditional American Patriot Network, we're Women Patriots. We're here every week. We're going to plan to do this throughout until the election, if we can keep our sanity.
Yeah, if we're not in jail.
It might get really bizarre, but, you know, the puzzlement, and it's not just us, it's everybody. Nobody knows what's going on. And at this point, I'm just going to say, go Cruz!
Yeah.
Go Cruz, go Cruz.
Yeah, go so, Cruz.
And let's see if we can't make this. I don't want to say it. See if we can't beat the liberal candidate.
Yeah.
And with that, we'll say good night. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone. Have a great week. God bless.
Night, Barbara.
Good night.
Have a good week.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye.